This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's, where we'll be each and every Sunday night at 6:30 for the entire football season. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Larry Harrell. Welcome, Coach.
Hey, how you doing, Kip?
Doing fine. Before we get into Friday night's game, we have to go back because it's one of these unique things. This feels like a basketball show where you just cover the whole week's games. And I was out of town, so I missed the Bradwell game on Monday night. So give us a little recap on the Bradwell game.
One of those weird games. You go out there and did a show on Sunday with Mr. Bishop and just talked about how we had a quick walk through and didn't have much time to game plan. And you go out there on Monday and you just tell the kids to put your best foot forward. I knew they was kind of sore from the physical game we played against Effingham, and got out to a pretty good start. Went in halftime 11-6, felt real good. Felt we could add some more points, and it didn't happen. Bradwell was a lot more energized than what I thought, having that week off. They played physically. It was just a perfect storm. This coach did a good job running the dive, and late in the game, we just kind of ran out of gas and missed some uncharacteristic tackles that we don't miss. Offensively, just couldn't get more explosive, get past in the pass game. Our time was just off all night long. And, we came up short and just total shock, and disbelief. But, followed it up, the following day, the kids came in and, went right back to work. And, we've been going at it since you look back at the Glenn Academy game we played on the Saturday. We haven't had a week or day off since then. We came right back in that Sunday and all the way through, played Effingham, Bradwell, and then Richmond Hill. So today, I'm just so proud of my guys for continuing to fight because they could have thrown the towel, Kip. They could have literally thrown in the towel, but, they showed pride all week long. They told me, Coach, we got your back. We're going to get our best foot forward. And they did absolutely that Friday night. So, two disappointing losses in less than a week, and the kids, showed pride and came out and beat a very explosive Richmond Hill team.
Coach, it just hit me. I did not realize that Bradwell had a bye week before they played us.
Well, Effingham and Bradwell had bye weeks before that, and like I said, Kip, I'm in the result-oriented business, and, we're not going to make excuses, but, both of those teams had bye weeks. They had ample time to prepare. And you could just tell later on in the game when we needed to get the extra kick, we just didn't have it there where they had it. And, just didn't get it done. But like I said, our kids, our coach could have thrown the towel, but we've just been resilient all year long. Those five losses, they're only by a combined 7 points. Our biggest defeat this year was to Glenn by seven, So it's been a crazy season. Two hurricanes, 1 point, 2 point losses, 3 point losses. I mean, it's just been weird, but like I say, when life hands you lemons, you got to make lemonade. And I think me, my coaching staff, and our kids have done just that, trying to make lemonade out of the situation.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, Friday night's win against Richmond Hill, I thought under all the circumstances surrounding things and coming off those two tough losses, I thought it was our best performance of the year.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I think that when you back people into a corner, that's when they perform their best. And I told our kids that everybody was counting us out and just expecting us just to lay down, and they didn't do it. Like I said, they had the opportunity. I think they had that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to kind of get refreshed. you know, we did it. Our trainer did a good job of getting treatment and ice baths with different stuff like that. And they put together a valiant effort. You know, Richmond is a dangerous team. They've been averaging, you know, close to 31 points a game. And we held them to 10 points, which is the lowest point total of the game of the season. You know, they had big explosive receivers. We were able to keep them in check all night long. That running back is really good. He's only a junior. Once we corrected some things at halftime, you know, we got our fits right. But I was just pleased with the timeliness of the offense as far as Jamarius Stevens came out before the game. I mean, he was on Kip, ripping passes through the air. So I knew he was going to have a good night. And we were able to put up enough points in the first half to where Richmond Hill kind of had to abandon that running game that was working a little bit. And, you know, once we get up, our defensive line is so good at the pass rush. I think we had, you know, 4 or 5 sacks, and we really put pressure on the quarterback.
We did. Coach Sherrod Frazier came out. You had him back deep, opening kickoff, returns at 47 yards to the Richmond Hill 45, and we take it in to score. Sherrod Frazier, in my opinion, is the best defensive player in this region, and he's a special football player.
He is. He's been begging to get back there all year long. I think you remember last year we tried that experiment, and yeah, it didn't quite work. He's been begging, Coach, I'm getting better. Well, we had it where Sean Smith, due to unforeseen circumstances, wasn't able to play. He got back there, and like you said, that gave us a spark. But the stats that I'm going to nominate him for Player of the Week, Troy had 12 tackles, an interception, a forced fumble, and 2.5 sacks.
He did everything except sell popcorn at the concession stand.
I mean, yeah, he was one, and he's beat up. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, both his ankles are sore. He has a sore thigh, quad. The one thing that us taking pads off this week has done is making him slow down in practice. A lot of his injuries come in practice because he practiced so hard, and he'll bump into a lineman's leg or, you know, fall and hurt himself. And so, you know, it's made him, you know, get to the ball and kind of break down and just preserve that body. Like I told him, you know, we need you to be full strength on Friday. So, you know, hopefully we can get him rest and healed up this week as we prepare, hopefully, for the playoffs.
Yeah, I was at the my daughter, Tears, she's a cheerleader for Glen Academy Junior Varsity. I was out there at the game Thursday when I got back in town, and Coach Hidalgo came up and started talking to me, and he was raving about Sherrod.
Yeah, he's special, man. Like I said, yeah, he's only a junior, and you know, I know the way their game plan went. We usually put Sherrod to the field, and against them, they literally went to the boundary more than they ever have, you know, just trying to not go towards him. So, you know, that's a thing where you put your best player to the field and force them to go into the boundary. He's causing absolute havoc.
Coach, before we go on break, one more question before we take our first break. The Brunswick High offensive line been, you know, talked about a lot this season, but came out that first drive, set the tone, really got a good push all night long, and pretty much dominated the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we showed them film of last year's game, and we kind of told them that was their coming out party. And, you know, though Richmond Hill is talented, you know, and different thing, we kind of felt like we had an advantage on the offensive and the defensive line. And I think that's where we won the game, man. And our offensive line, you know, had a challenge all week long. You know, Big Warren McClendon, you know, was an offensive coach. You know, this week we're going to get physical. We're going to pass out some beatings. And, you know, and that's what they did. And you know, Coach McKenzie challenged them, and they answered the challenge. And, you know, when we play like that, you know, we're a very, very dangerous team.
We're going to take our first break now. More to come on the Coach Larry Harold Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341 just across from Captain Joe's is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang, or call in an order, 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, one thing that we commented on in the broadcast the other night, our third down offense was flat out amazing. I don't know the actual conversion rate on third down, but it had to be very, very high. And it just seemed like every time we were in a third down situation, we came through. And I know that y'all focus on that. Talk a little bit about how pleased you were with that.
Very. We wanted to do two things, improve our third down efficiency, like you said, and our red zone efficiency. And I think we was able to do both of those. One of the wrinkles that we kind of put in was putting Jalen Jackson on offense because of the absence of Mr. Smith. And it paid our dividends. We spread them out in our empty set. That put Jalen Jackson one-on-one with the safety. He just couldn't cover him. That helped us. And there were a couple more wrinkles. I don't know if you saw, we moved Calvin Godet, our sensational sophomore, to running back just because he's been having trouble catching the ball. So we just felt like he's too dynamic for us not to have him on the field. So we moved him running back, got a couple of carries, ran a little pitch option with him on the backside in a 3-by-1 set, and I was able to get him a screen and the flats for him to score. So, as the season progressed, we're still trying to find wrinkles. Brandon's really, really beat up. I know you're going to talk about this later on. We only kept him in for short yardage, different backs, which really, he really shouldn't have been out there, but he just coaches senior night, I'm not going to sit out. But Ben McLeod showed up really huge for us. Like I said, Calvin Godet and, Jamari Steves had some great runs as well.
Ben McLeod, 105 yards on the night, ran hard between the tackles, and we really attacked him on the edge with that option, too, and that looked good when we was pitching it to Godet out there. And just talk a little bit about the run game and how pleased you were with that.
Well, anytime, since I've been here in my 2 years, being an offensive line, I love running the ball. Anytime we can run the ball like that, it sets up our play-action passes, sets up our screen game, just opens up so many things. And so, Wally Golden and those other guys did a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage. And just being able, I think that was probably Ben McLeod's best game of his career as a Pirate. So just hope he can build upon that. He's getting better every day. He's getting stronger. He's another kid that added all that. He works relentlessly in the weight room. You saw him several times. And we just got to keep him going forward. And that rotation with him, Godet and Brandon ought to help relieve Brandon from taking so many physical hits that he does.
Coach, the play-action pass touchdown to Wally Golden was a thing of beauty. I know that you can only do that when you're effective running the football, but wow, he was wide open on that play.
Yeah, they went to a nine-man box, pressed the receivers, and, you know, we did that earlier in the year against Cook. Hadn't really got a chance to go back to it. But, you know, the safety kind of fell asleep, came down real hard on the play action fake, and, you know, Wally was wide open. That big joker, you know, had soft hands.
He's got a good set of hands. You're listening to the Larry Harrell's Coaches Show on Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach the passing offense of the night, Jamari Stevens. He really makes his offense go with his legs. I mean, we called it on the radio on third down a lot when we were third and short. We just lined up and just let him run it, pick a hole, and he's been very effective for us running the football. But those post routes we were hitting down the middle on third and long, too, with Jalen, he threw some strikes.
He did. He did. He had the one interception late, but it kind of was kind of like a punt. Just, you know, threw the post a little short. But other than that, like you say, he played amazingly. Just, you know, hit and go dead in the flat for a touchdown. He actually accounted for all three of our touchdowns, two passing and one rushing. It just becoming a weapon. Like you said, in a short yardage situation, we're able to get him up in there. He's able to find a little crease and get us that first down. And he's very slender, Kip. He's only about 165 pounds. And I'm really, you know, scared when he runs the ball because we, you know, he can't get hurt. But he does a great job of, once he gets what he needs, of getting down and not taking a big hit. And Coach Joe Scott has been working on him tremendously, with working on the baseball slide and just getting down and protecting your body. And he's doing a great job with that as well.
He's developed into a fine quarterback. Coach, special teams, we had the big kick return. Kickoffs were, we commented on the radio that they were a little deeper than normal. Coverage was okay. Special teams, you had to be pleased the other night.
Yeah, I've been pleased with pretty much special teams all year long. Like you said, our kick return game, you know, with Sean back there and then with Sherrod, as well as Jalen Jackson, had just added something. You know, even when we made the switch to put Jalen Jackson back there returning punts, teams are really not wanting to kick it to him. So our cover teams are much better, improved. Like I said, Coach Brad has done a great job with special teams. And, you know, like I said, we need one more thing to happen for us to make the playoffs. But, you know, if we can get that third phase continue to go, we'll be doing great. And I don't know if you heard it, but we actually, Patrick was 2 for 2. And extra points, he's getting better. And he actually kicked his first field goal of his career on Monday against Bradwell. So, you know, those took all years, took some time. Yeah. He's gaining confidence, and, you know, he's going to definitely be a weapon down the stretch for us.
Coach, last Friday night was senior night, and I think we counted 18 maybe, that was 18 seniors that came out for the coin toss. 18 or 19, I can't remember.
It was actually, yeah, 18.
Okay. 18. So talk a little bit about those seniors, and, you know, the one loss record hasn't been what you would like, but those kids come out every day and they work hard, and they just, you know, they kind of set the foundation for years to come.
Yeah. I mean, it all starts with kids like Seth Neugebauer, our team captain this year. You know, before the game we did what we call senior speech. I'm pretty sure you're aware of that, where they kind of reflect on, you know, their 4 years, and, you know, having to play for two different coaches, you know, throughout their career, to kind of commented on that. And just, you know, most time when you have changes like that, kids can either, you know, fold up the towel or the tent or just not buy in. But they've done just exactly that, and I told them I appreciate their hard work, I appreciate their dedication, and you know, I just wish them nothing but success in the future. You know, and they're my guys. You know, I really love this group, and, you know, they set a good example for our younger kids to come next year, because next year that class is going to be really, really huge. So they did a great job and just kind of talked about, you know, how they wanted to leave a lasting legacy and try to make it to the playoffs their last season.
We're going to take our second break, so we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now these words from our sponsors.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaching Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, we played probably outside of Glynn Academy the best offense in this region, and we held them to 10 points. Your comments?
I felt like our whole defense staff, Coach Lockett, Coach Williams, Coach Young, Coach Butts, all of them just put together a masterful game plan. like I said, Richmond Hill is an explosive team. I think there was a stat where they thrown the ball 80 times and 46 of those times were 15-plus yards. So what that showed us in the stats was that they're going for the chunk ball. They're going for the, you know, for the deep ball. And so what we wanted to do is we played too high all night long, and we challenged our linebackers and our D-line to stop them with only, you know, six in the box, seven in the box at a time, and we were able to do it. And, you know, you kind of tell once we got up that they kind of wanted to get antsy and try to force some throws. I think that's when Sherrod got a pick, and we should have got our hands on some others. But just a masterful game plan, just making them be patient. And, you know, giving these type of games, every possession counts. And that's why it was so important, like you said, for us on offense, too. We kind of slowed it down. We got back into our huddle situation as we kind of chew up some clock because we didn't want to go three and out to leave our defense on the field. I got to look at the stats, see how many plays we played, but it wasn't very many snaps that, you know, our defense had to play. And so by us kind of slowing our tempo down, it caused them to have to do the same thing. So we're just working together. Like I said, you know, the guys tackled soundly Friday night. Our coverage was excellent. And, you know, we just did a great job of holding down an explosive offense.
Coach, sir, they had a talented receiver, number 10. I don't know his name, but he was isolated on Alphonso Clinch all night long. And that young man did a fantastic job. He probably gave up 6 inches in height, but, man, he fights hard.
Well, see, the thing about Alphonso, I've been saying it, I think one of the magazine voted him as most improved player, and that's what he is. You know, he's going to be 5'8", you know, with shoe stacks on a good day, you know. So, but the thing that he does better than any of our other DBs is, one, he's relentless. He doesn't fear anybody. And number two, he trusts in his technique. You saw the deep ball that he had as one-on-one. I'm holding my breath. But he was able to make that play because he was in perfect position, played through the boy's hands, and knocked down. That kid there is, I think, the leading receiver in all of the region. I mean, he's ripping the region up. And for Alphonso to be on a one-on-one, you know, we did try to have Gamage and Jalen over top at times, but there's sometimes that they ran a double post combination where the safety had to take the inside post. And like you said, left him one-on-one. But Alphonso, you know, played excellent Friday night.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, our defense, our linebackers, man, they played good all night, dropped back in coverage, and Sherrod jumped a post route that set us up deep in their territory, and we punched it in for a touchdown late in the first half. Cam Futz gets a safety late in the ball game. when they get the football back. And pass rush was phenomenal Friday night. Probably the best pass rush we had all season against a team that likes to throw the football. So comment first on your defensive line, and then comment on those linebackers.
We were able to play. Some of our guys are just better pass rushers. Like, we played Shigerion Marcus more. He's more of a pass rush guy. We played Dwayne Austell a little bit more. We played Rudy Nixon a little bit more. And Tevin George Mincy a little bit more because, you know, they're pass rush specialists. So we ran some defensive line stunts. Sean Ward did a great job, a man in the middle. My linebacker, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but tall linebacker number 18, Aubrey,
yep,
played a lot more because he's more athletic and long. Did a great job of manning the field. But Cam was exactly excited about that safety that he got. So, just proud of everyone. And he's a kid now, Cam, that is really Seth is the captain of the team, but he's the juice for our defense. And I just told him, tonight you got to lead these guys. He was actually distraught about, you know, the previous two games. And, you know, I told him, I said, we're not going to be upset after the game. We're going to get it done, you know, within these 48 minutes, and it's up to you to do it. And he did it. And, you know, when he got that safety, you know, that's the first thing he did, ran to me and told me, Coach, I told you I had you. So, you know, just proud of those guys' effort. You know, I'm proud of the defensive coaches in that game plan.
Yeah, Cam made sure he told me after the game that he wanted me to write my post-game story, put something in there about that safety, so I made sure that I did.
He said we showed Sherrod, you know, him and Sherrod are best friends. He said we showed Sherrod too much love, but, you know, they have fun with it. But that's what you want to have, is competition, and he wants to know that. He wants people to know he's contributed just as much as, you know, the other guys. And, you know, I just love that about those young guys.
Daquan Chapman, Alfonso Clinch, Jalen, and Gamage back there against a predominantly passing team held up pretty well.
Very well. Like I said, Gamage did a great job when he ran the little screens, the little quick screens, coming down, making tackles. They ran double moves. Quan and them didn't bite. You know, like I said, and it takes discipline. You know, it takes one thing, you know, is that we told our D-line is that we can't be out there covering, you know, 4 or 5 seconds. And that quarterback literally had, you know, 2, maybe 3 seconds at most, because that pass rush was coming. And, you know, both ends work together. When the pass rush is working, that means they only have to cover a certain amount of time. And, you know, just really proud of those guys working together.
Coach, we go to Osborne. We get on the bus next Friday morning early, and we travel to north of Atlanta, Cobb County, and play Osborne High School. Talk a little bit about Osborne.
Well, that game, people are going to wonder, you know, how we got that game. Actually, the coach that coaches at Osborne, great friend of mine, gave me my first high school job coming right out of college in 2002. I worked with him in Louisiana. He moved here in 2010 and, you know, convinced me to move over here with him. And just a great guy. They're kind of struggling right now, but, you know, I told him I wanted to get our team used to traveling, you know, as we try to grow this program in the playoffs. And so you're going to have those big, long 4 or 5 hour trips. And I want our kids to get used to traveling like that. You know, we do it in the summertime, you know, traveling to Athens, traveling to Spalding and different things. So we're used to it. We'll leave early, get a chance to get there about, you know, 2 or 3 and stretch out our legs and get ready to go play a great game. And the thing I'm kind of surprised about is I'm getting a lot of comments from our fan base. There's a lot of people from Brunswick that are in Atlanta that are excited about the game. So we ought to have a nice crowd. I guess a lot of people, once they graduate, go up there, and they're looking forward to see the Pirates on Friday night. So I'm excited to see the kind of crowd we get. And I don't know if you've ever been up there, but Osborne has some nice facilities, nice turf field, kind of newer school. I don't think it's older than 15 years old. So it ought to be a nice, nice atmosphere.
Should be a nice atmosphere. Coach, playoff pitcher. And before we talk about that, I just want to commend you, because it's been a tough week. And, you know, we lose a couple of games that we probably shouldn't have lost. And, you know, we live in a small town and, you know, people talk and that kind of stuff. But yet, despite all that, you had this football team ready to perform last Friday night. So I want to commend you on that.
Thank you. You know, when you come to South Georgia, you know what you're signing up for, and we're in a results-oriented business, and You know, people want to win. You know, you, yourself, Mr. Bishop and all, you know, y'all been here and y'all deserve that. And, you know, we're going to give our valued effort until the end. Like I told you when you text me Tuesday, I don't have no time to feel sorry for myself. All I got to do is get my kids ready. And they knew what was at stake. They've been hearing, you know, different things. But, you know, like I said, I told them the only people that can control what happens on Friday night is the people in that building, the coaches and the players. And we tied into each other, and nobody gave us a chance, but we came out fighting. And, you know, I've always been an underdog my whole life. So, you know, that me against the world scenario is sprinkling that throughout my coaches and my players.
Coach, the playoff scenario is pretty simple. We need Effingham to beat Richmond Hill Friday. Then the tiebreakers go into effect, and it's based on points given up in region play. And I did the math, and we're going to win that tiebreaker. So if Effingham
go Rebels.
And you don't know how hard for it is for me to say that. I struggle with that. But yeah, go Rebels.
Go Rebels. I think you said it's crazy because we're either out or we're the 3 seed.
We're the 3 seed.
We're either out. And I've already had a friend of mine call me from Atlanta. I know the coach at Lovejoy, and he wants to know what the scenario. When I told him, he's
pulling for Richmond Hill.
He's good for everybody. He said, "Coach, I don't want to play the Pirates." And he knows the type of team we have. We've gone against them in summer camps this year and got really after it. But I just feel really good about it. You know, I just really feel good about our chances. You know, pulling for the Rebels so that we can get in. And I think that Jason said it earlier, you know, at the break, we'll be a dangerous 3 seed and that nobody will want to see. And, you know, I'm just praying and believing my Father above that he's going to help us get in.
What has the world come to if Kip Branch is pulling for the Effingham County Rebels? Coach, any last comments before we sign off tonight?
No, man, I just want to thank everybody for continued support, you know, regardless of, you know, the negativity. There are some lot of positive people in this community. I've been getting nothing but, you know, texts of encouragement. You know, my wife, you know, times like these, you got to have a strong wife. My wife is pregnant, and, you know, she keeps me going, my kids, and people like yourself and Mr. Bishop, and I just appreciate you. But like I said, just let us get in these playoffs. And like I said before, you'll never hear me say it again, but go Rebels.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's each and every Sunday night at 6:30 during the football season. And come out next Sunday at 6:30 because we'll be talking about a playoff berth. For Coach Larry Harold, I'm Kip Branch signing off.
Go Pirates!